This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In a previous study, I included Josiah as one of the kings in 2 Chronicles who did not finish well. 2 Chronicles 34 says he was only 8 years old when he became king. At 16, he began to seek the God of his father David. And at 20, he initiated reformation, which transformed the nation. While refurbishing the temple, a copy of the law of God was found. When it was read to him, Josiah humbled himself before God and sought his face. God promised him in verses 27 and 28 that because he responded so genuinely to God's word, he would not see in his lifetime the judgment God had already pronounced upon the nation. This teaches us that no matter how dark or dismal the condition of our nation might be, even one man's humble response to God's word could stave off judgment for a time, if not turn a nation around dramatically. This is even truer when you think in terms of a city, community, church, or family. God is looking for that one person willing to bow low before him with broken heart and stand in the gap. Are you willing to be that one? Are you willing to pay the price? Others might not understand your response to God. They might think you're fanatical. But if in your heart, as you read or hear God's word, there's a response of brokenness, humility, obedience, and faith, only God knows the impact such a life can make. Had his successor taken a similar stand, would God not have responded in a similar fashion? Will he not respond in a similar way in our day? I believe he would.